This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. Coming up, amid some persistent iPhone battery blowback, Apple may offer rebates for battery purchases. After scrutiny from customers and regulators, it is sharpening its response to the iPhone slowdown. The very latest, but first, these tech headlines. Waymo calls Uber a cheater as an epic driverless car trial begins. Silicon Valley's biggest legal battle in years began this week as lawyers from Alphabet's Waymo and Uber traded barbs in a federal case, one that could have significant implications on the race to bring robot cars to the streets. Waymo's lawyers portrayed Uber's former CEO, Travis Kalanick, as a cheater who would do anything to catch up to his competitor. Waymo sued Uber last year, saying the startup stole trade secrets and knowingly used them to develop autonomous vehicles. Uber has denied the allegations. Google parent Alphabet is expanding its real estate holdings in Manhattan with plans to spend more than $2 billion in one of the city's prime tech neighborhoods. It is in contract to buy the famed Chelsea Market building, according to the Journal. The transaction shows how tech companies are expanding their footprints across the United States, driving up commercial property values and adding high-paying jobs. Elon Musk's SpaceX has officially launched the world's biggest rocket. The world watched at 3:45 p.m. Eastern Time Tuesday as the test launch of SpaceX's Falcon Heavy rocket soared into the sky. And according to Elon Musk's plans, we are perhaps one step closer to his ultimate goal, sending people to Mars. The rocket's cargo, Musk's Tesla Roadster, with a dummy in a SpaceX suit in the passenger seat. Coming up, Apple tells the Senate Commerce Committee it may offer rebates for some iPhone batteries. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. As we've been covering, back in December, Apple said it had throttled back the performance of older iPhones to prevent devices from powering off because of weak batteries. Some speculated that Apple was using the slowdown to pressure people to buy newer iPhones. Fast forward to the present, Apple faces two federal probes on the matter. And in a letter to the Senate Commerce Committee, made public just this week, Apple said it may offer rebates to customers who replace their iPhone batteries. Let's get the latest. Joining us now via San Francisco is the Wall Street Journal's Trip Mickle. Hey, Trip.
Hey, Tanya.
So a bunch of ears are perked up at the thought of a rebate, but this at best sounds like a solid maybe from Apple. What do we learn from this letter to the Senate Commerce Committee about how further it intends to handle this issue?
This is definitely a solid maybe. The company basically replied to Senator John Thune's request or inquiry about the potential for rebates for people who paid $79 for an iPhone battery replacement before the company slashed the price to $29. The company basically said that we're considering the possibility of a rebate, but they didn't make any commitment. And when asked further about it, they didn't provide any insight as to when they might make a decision about that.
So what else do we learn from this letter? Anything else that Apple addresses at all?
The one thing that Apple does address in this letter is an issue that has been a matter of questions suits they face from consumers, and that is the timeline of this. Apple very clearly, for the first time, really explicitly spells out the timeline of the software update and its notification process to consumers. And what it said was it introduced a software update in January 2017 as a way to solve an issue that was occurring with older phones where they were powering off automatically. It monitored the software feature for a month, evaluated the diagnostics on it, and determined that it was effective before then in February putting kind of a public notice out there in a notes section saying that this feature had been installed.
So we do get some more out of Apple. It's still under massive scrutiny, at least two federal probes worth. What are the burning questions that still remain? What didn't Apple say?
Apple didn't clarify how many older devices, older model iPhones, are affected by this. For example, the iPhone 4, the iPhone 5, it didn't spell out if those devices were affected by this change. And that's certainly something we can expect Senator Thune and perhaps others to follow up on and continue to look for answers on.
So we'll have to have you back with the latest. Trip, thanks for the update.
Thanks so much, Daniel.
For more on Trip Mickle's coverage, head to WSJ.com. This has been the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.